Here is our latest update on COVID-19 in Pennsylvania. As of 12 a.m. this morning, we have 837 new cases of COVID-19. This brings our statewide total to 57,991 Pennsylvanians who have tested positive for COVID-19 in all 67 counties. This includes 3,923 positive cases in healthcare workers and 12,130 positive cases among residents of 540 long-term care living facilities, which include nursing homes and personal care homes. Tragically, our statewide total of patients who have tested positive for COVID-19 who have passed away is now 3,806. And to date, all of the deaths have been in adult patients. As Governor Wolf said yesterday, our common enemy is the virus, COVID-19. It continues to impact our communities, especially those residents in long-term care living facilities such as nursing homes and personal care homes. Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, we have focused our efforts to protect residents living in these facilities by ensuring resident safety, preventing and mitigating outbreaks, and working in partnership with state agencies, local health departments, and long-term care facility operators. The Wolf administration has worked across state agencies in this regard, including the Department of Health, the Department of Human Services, the Department of Aging, the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, and the Pennsylvania National Guard to slow the spread of this virus in these facilities. We have provided education and training to nursing home staff using the best available clinical information from the CDC, including how to stop transmission among residents, universal screening, and use of personal protective equipment for staff treating patients. We have leveraged our existing expertise and resources to provide consultation to nursing home operators to help them prevent and control existing outbreaks. This has included staff from our nursing home licensure program and our healthcare acquired infection program, as well as additional support through the independent contractor ECRI, education support and clinical coaching program partners through the Department of Human Services, and the independent state agency, the Patient Safety Authority. We have gotten approval from the federal government to allow more flexibility so nursing home operators could hire more staff. Department of State waived and suspended several licensing regulations to alleviate barriers for healthcare providers during the pandemic. And when necessary, we have facilitated direct staffing of the facilities that are in crisis. The Pennsylvania National Guard has provided direct care, education and training, and clinical consultation to support for now 10 facilities. We have sent more than 1,700 shipments of personal protective equipment directly to nursing homes and personal care homes to make sure that they have the right equipment to protect staff and residents. Testing is another essential piece of our efforts, and today we are announcing a robust universal testing strategy for all staff and residents in these facilities. This strategy focuses on ensuring testing is accessible, available, and adaptable to the evolving landscape of this virus. If a patient is hospitalized but then has to return to a nursing home, before a patient can return to that facility from a hospital, they must be tested for COVID-19. This will provide valuable information to the facility to ensure that they take the proper precautions to stop the spread of COVID-19 and to monitor their condition to ensure that they have the care that they need. A Health Alert Network advisory was sent to these facilities today that outlines this process and when and how to retest residents. The alert also outlines how nursing homes are able to manage patients through cohorting, once the test result is received. To accomplish all of this, we will be using testing swabs provided to us from the federal government for facilities that do not have an adequate supply, as well as testing resources available at our state laboratory and commercial laboratories. The Pennsylvania National Guard also is mobilizing to provide a mobile testing option for facilities that cannot do the testing on their own, and we have today Director Randy Padfield of PEMA to discuss that. To ensure Pennsylvania is in line with federal guidance released late this week from CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, today I am also ordering nursing homes to report deaths, cases, and tests performed using the same system that hospitals are currently using. They will be required to report beginning May 17th, and this information will be reported publicly through press conferences and on our website. By testing every resident and every staff member in every nursing home, we will be able to pinpoint exactly who has COVID-19, who has been exposed but no symptoms, and cohort positive cases to prevent further spread. This effort will give us a clearer picture of the extent of outbreaks in nursing homes and a head start at stopping them. Here is the thing that we all can do to help people in nursing homes. We can continue to maintain social distancing, no matter what stage of reopening your county is currently in, whether it's in the red zone, in the yellow zone, or even in the green zone. We know that COVID-19 didn't suddenly appear in a nursing home, and it had to be brought in by the staff, by the people who care from our residents in nursing homes, possibly someone who was asymptomatic at the time. So we need to all work together to do our best to protect people in these vulnerable people in these facilities. Sometimes it's hard to do the right thing, and sometimes the sacrifice seems greater than the reward. But I am committed, and the governor is committed, and the administration is committed to doing everything we can to make sure that Pennsylvanians are safe. We are willing to do what it takes, and I'm thankful for leaders like Governor Wolf who have the courage to do so. And now, Director Randy Padfield will speak to you.
Good afternoon. I'm pleased to be here with Dr. Levine today to talk a little bit and provide some additional context regarding some of the support and really what our role as the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency is in this support. So we have been working hand in hand with the Department of Health since the beginning of the COVID-19 crisis. And we really serve the role as cross-agency collaboration and being able to leverage the strengths of multiple state agencies to be able to bring to bear on complex problems, such as the issue that we're seeing in the long-term care facilities. Our partners in that, or one of our major partners, is really the National Guard. But I also wanted to provide additional context. As Dr. Levine discussed, some of the work that's going on in the long-term care facilities, as we look at that, this is really part of a tiered response. We know of many counties, and we coordinate across multiple levels of government. So we know many counties and their county health departments and their emergency managers are actively engaged in the process with long-term care facilities, albeit using strike teams and a strike team concept with county health nurses and aging personnel to be able to go out and be able to provide initial inspections of these homes, provide information regarding proper donning and use of PPE, or providing additional resources as needed in the form of personal protective equipment. We know that a lot of counties are engaged with their medical reserve corps, already providing on-site assessments and additional support to these vulnerable facilities, as Dr. Levine talked about. So it's really a multi-tiered approach on how we look at dealing with very complex problems. And as I said, the National Guard is really key and is really a key response partner in everything that we do. And they have been activated with us in the Commonwealth Response Coordination Center since the beginning of this. The National Guard provides support across a lot of different avenues and venues. One of those is providing personnel to be able to assist in operational planning teams. And we take a look at complex problem sets across multiple agencies and really leveraging the strengths of those agencies to bring to bear on some of these complex problems. So far, as far as the long-term care facilities, the National Guard has been instrumental in taking a look at that layered approach, as Dr. Levine discussed, regarding consultation with those facilities, but also providing on-site assessments to be able to go out and verify the information that we're receiving through the consultations with these facilities, to be able to provide key initial information and guidance to some of these facilities to be able to protect those that are most vulnerable. They also provide medical support to these facilities. We have about 150 guardsmen throughout the state that have medical training, and they've been actively engaged in long-term care facility operations and providing direct medical support since early April. And they also provide general support operations as well regarding cleaning and hygiene and any other support that would be needed for these facilities that have staffing issues or staffing challenges because their staff may be affected with COVID-19 and may be out. So really the key is to try to stabilize these facilities when and where possible to be able to provide them the support that they need to be able to continue to function and also limit the spread of COVID-19 within the facilities. As Dr. Levine alluded to, we are also going to embark with the National Guard on mass testing in a lot of these facilities as well. They are very well positioned and trained to be able to provide these services. And we really look forward to being able to operationalize a plan to be able to test individuals throughout the facilities and staff throughout the facilities in the Commonwealth. As we look at things, some of the most complex things that we deal with in long-term care facilities are related to staffing. And we see that a lot of times the National Guard becomes engaged in these facilities for longer periods of time to be able to augment the staffing. So as Dr. Levine alluded to, we're taking a look at ways to be able to deal with the complex staffing problem. And that may be working with the facilities and providing that initial augmentation until such time that they are able to be able to get additional staff through additional contracted services. We're taking a look at leveraging additional contracted services throughout the Commonwealth. We're also taking a look at federal support that can be provided potentially through the National Disaster Medical System, and also other support that may be available through the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, through other states and state-to-state mutual aid. The challenge is that this affects just not Pennsylvania, but a lot of other states. So a lot of their medical personnel are committed in their own states. So this is really a complex problem, but with leveraging the capabilities across multiple agencies and the expertise that is resident within the National Guard and a lot of the other state agencies, also local agencies, Medical Reserve Corps, county health departments, we're addressing these issues as they come up on a regular basis. So thank you.
Thank you, Director Padfield. And now we're available to take your questions.
Thank you, Secretary. Our first question is from ABC 27. Secretary, we're hearing that you moved your mother from a nursing home to a hotel. What message does that send to the thousands of Pennsylvanians whose parents are in nursing homes but may be unable to move them out when the person in charge is overseeing nursing homes and is in charge of the state's response to coronavirus moves out their own parent?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that question. My mother actually is a resident of a personal care home, not a nursing home, and that is regulated by the Department of Human Services, not the Department of Health. My mother requested, and my sister and I, as her children, complied to move her to another location during the COVID-19 outbreak. My mother is 95 years old. She is very intelligent and more than competent to make her own decisions. I remain committed to protecting residents in Pennsylvania, wherever they live and wherever they go. Whether it is in a facility that I regulate, whether it is in their homes and their communities, and whether or not they agree with our strategy.
Secretary, from WKOK, with 70% of the state's COVID-19 deaths coming from nursing homes and long-term care facilities, where is our greatest need for improvement in these facilities? Do we need better and more testing, and how long will it take to get to where we need to be?
Mm-hmm. So I think we are looking at continuing all of the outreach that we have made with these facilities, and we now have the capability in Pennsylvania to do the mass testing that we had hoped to do. We actually started this last week, and we're continuing to roll that out this week through many of the mechanisms that we discussed. Some of those tests can be done in our state laboratory. laboratory. Many will be done at commercial laboratories, but we want to test all of the staff and residents in these facilities, and then to be able to congregate them and take care of them with COVID-19 the way they need to be taken care of.
The Associated Press, how many tests a day or a week do you expect the personal care home testing will require? How much will the program cost, and who will pay for it?
Well, we have released an advisory and that we issued to nursing homes today that helps them develop a testing schedule based upon their current situation. For example, if a facility has no cases, its testing strategy is geared to detect any cases early. If there is an outgoing outbreak, then initial testing will occur, and then more frequent testing will be warranted. So it'll have to be individualized to each facility.
Under the long-term care testing plan, what is considered a long-term care facility?
Well, we're talking about congregate facilities such as personal care homes, such as nursing homes and assisted living facilities.
Regarding the testing in long-term care facilities, how long will this weekly testing go on for, and how much is budgeted to fund this?
Well, so we'll be doing this as long as necessary, and the funding will come, especially if we do it at our laboratory, the funding will come from our resources. And there are other federal resources through the CDC, as well as the resources dedicated by Congress and signed by the President for the states, as well as from FEMA, given the disaster declaration.
From Spotlight PA, why did the state wait until now to implement such a testing plan?
Mm-hmm. Well, as I've outlined before, really before the last week or so, and last week we started this program, we have not had the testing capabilities in Pennsylvania to perform this. Until the last approximately 2.5 weeks, it's been extremely challenging to get the supplies and the swabs needed to be able to perform this significant amount of testing. But we are better resourced through the federal government as well as through the testing companies. So we have more resources at the Pennsylvania Department of Health. The commercial laboratories have more resources. Hospital laboratories have more resources. So we now have the testing capability to be able to perform that testing.
From the Associated Press, would it be more effective to focus on protecting nursing homes instead of continuing a broad-based shutdown of the economy? And have the state's efforts to protect nursing home residents failed?
Well, one of the things that we've been emphasizing all along, and the governor has emphasized, is that we're all interconnected given the scope of this global pandemic. And so in communities, nursing homes reside in communities. The staff that are taking care of patients in the nursing home reside in the communities. They take care of those patients, and they go home to their families. They go to the grocery store. They go to the supermarket. They go to the pharmacy to pick up medications. And so we're all interconnected. We are working, we have been working, and we're going to continue to work to protect the vulnerable patients and residents in these facilities. But they're part of the community, and so that's why they're included in a county's numbers and why this has to be an integrated strategy.
From NBC 10, will state inspections take infection control violations more seriously moving forward? Right now, the vast majority of these violations are categorized as minimal harm or no harm.
Well, we have been taking it seriously, and even more important than exactly how we categorize it in the report is what we're doing about it. And we have infection control experts and public health experts in our department that have reached out to every single facility, nursing home, personal care home, et cetera, that has had cases. And then we have further consultations, and then we have our consultant ECRI that does even further consultations. As was outlined in my remarks, as well as the Director Padfield's remarks, for facilities that are most strained, particularly in terms of staff, then we now have the National Guard on their 10th mission to help these facilities, and we will continue to do whatever we can to protect the residents and staff in these facilities.
From NBC 10, the nursing home industry says it was left behind in the early days of COVID-19, with the focus being on hospitals. Was it? And can you provide specifics as to what supplies will each healthcare facility, what supplies went to each healthcare facility in the state?
Mm-hmm. So we have had over 1,700 pushouts of personal protective equipment to these congregate facilities, and I would respectfully disagree with the organizations that are saying with it that they were left behind. They were not. We were focusing on these facilities from the beginning, as well as focusing on hospitals to make sure that they were not overwhelmed by patients with COVID-19. So we have been working to balance that in terms of all of our work, and we have done so.
From PA Post, can you clarify the benefits of population-based testing in facilities such as nursing homes or prisons and jails? What purpose does that serve, considering the lag between testing and the results could mean more infections than originally tested?
Well, so what we're trying to do is to find people who are asymptomatic. We have been testing symptomatic patients in these facilities all along. But as we're learning in terms of this novel coronavirus is that many patients have no symptoms, or they might be transferring virus before the symptoms develop. And so by testing them when they start to develop symptoms, we're missing people. And so we now have the testing capability to do this population-based testing within these, this type of surveillance testing within the facilities, and that's why we're implementing it.
From the Bucks County Courier Times, can the secretary tell us what data points will be made public about long-term care facilities, and if the department will include assisted living and personal care homes?
So we are working to provide all of the data that is on in CMS's guidelines. So the, in terms of the facility, the number of patients, et cetera. So whatever's in their guidelines, we will be providing on our website to be consistent with CMS's guidelines and then their reporting as well. We are working with the Department of Human Services because they regulate the personal care homes and assisted living facilities, and we're working with them to provide the same type of data.
From the caucus, it seems the department is on the verge of releasing specific nursing home data on COVID cases and deaths. Why did we wait 2 months into the pandemic to release this information when many other states have had from here on out? Will this level of disclosure be the standard you use?
Well, we have all along wanted to be very transparent. We were waiting for the federal government's guidance about exactly what their recommendations were in terms of the data to release, and now we're going to implement that release.
From WPXI, a lot of backlash with Brighton Rehab, some calling for a federal investigation. Your reaction, and what was the delay in getting extra help into the facility, the temporary manager and the National Guard?
Well, we have been working with Brighton Facility since their first case, and we've been working to provide infection control guidance, healthcare acquired infection guidance, et cetera. And there was a consultant that was placed weeks ago, but because of continued issues within the facility and continued cases, we installed a temporary manager that we are paying for that reports to us. And it got to the point where the National Guard had to come in, and they did.
Our last question is from NBC 10. Montgomery County says there was some confusion as to which agency was supposed to help long-term care facilities in the early days of COVID-19. Whose job was it to make sure nursing homes were prepared for COVID-19?
Well, it's all of our collective responsibility. So as we've been outlining, this is a collaborative effort against this dangerous virus, COVID-19. So it's the state's responsibility. So, of course, the Pennsylvania Department of Health, but also working, as I mentioned, with the Department of Human Services for the facilities that they license and regulate. Of course, we also work with the Department of Aging because the vast majority of these patients are seniors. We've been working collaboratively with Director Padfield and Pima from the beginning, and of course now the National Guard. In addition, in counties that have county municipal health departments, they often have lead on many of these, and we're working with them as well. So it's through this collaboration that we will be successful in battling this dangerous virus.
Thank you, Secretary. Those are all the questions we have time for today. For reporters whose questions we were not able to answer, the Department of Health Communications Office will reply within 24 hours. Our next briefing will be tomorrow. Thank you.